You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, Episode 6. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is the sixth episode of our series on developing a career plan, and I am super excited about this one. I recently had the opportunity to talk with my friend and colleague, Genevieve Dubois, who is an Asian American lawyer and a partner at DLA Piper. In our lengthy conversation, we discussed the challenges that Asian American lawyers face with respect to their career development. And she offered practical suggestions on how to overcome these challenges. And today I am going to share those with you.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod Podcast Network. At QuadPod, we have a variety of podcasts that are as unique as you are. Visit QODPOD.com. The QuadPod Podcast Network. That's QODPOD.com.
Hi again. Today, we will discuss common hurdles that Asian American lawyers face in their career development. And we will also be sharing practical tips that could help them overcome these obstacles. The first challenge that we're going to talk about is the somewhat common misperception that Asian Americans are weak or submissive and that they are not opinionated. This misperception may result from people confusing or equating weakness or submissiveness with politeness. And people who have this incorrect impression of Asian American lawyers might not be aware that the conduct that they are perceiving as weak or submissive is likely an expression of respect that results from a cultural background that places a lot of emphasis on being polite and on being courteous. But the problem with this misconception is that in our culture, attorneys are traditionally viewed as aggressive and forceful, and they're supposed to fight for their clients and they're expected to win all the time. So in the minds of some people, having a polite and seemingly non-confrontational demeanor might seem incompatible with that traditional image, with what many people believe is the attitude that a lawyer has to bring to the job. So my friend Genevieve voiced her concern that this may lead to the consequence that in the eyes of many Westerners, an Asian American attorney may not look the part of a lawyer. And she also feared that some Asian American lawyers might shy away from taking on roles such as litigators or lead negotiators in a matter because they were led to believe that they were not tough enough for those roles. So if you're worried about being perceived this way, what can you do? Well, one thing you could do is to realize that you can be effective and you can get results for your clients without having to alter the way in which you naturally conduct yourself. Being aggressive or being antagonistic, it's not necessarily the best way to achieve results for clients. You can get tremendous results by being analytic, by being strategic, by being methodical, and by displaying a whole host of other traits and skills that are totally unrelated with aggressiveness. But what if you notice that your client is expecting a forceful representation that is not compatible with your personality or with your upbringing? Well, in those cases, you need to kind of manage your client's expectations. So you can talk to them beforehand and explain to them that you have a different approach and that you can get the job done in a different way. You can sit with them and explain what your approach is and how it is that you are going to accomplish whatever it is that they tasked you with doing. The bottom line is that lawyers come in many shapes and sizes, and you don't have to practice law in a manner that is incompatible with who you are. Another challenge that Asian American lawyers encounter is that many are uneasy about being in the spotlight, and they are cautious about affirmatively going out there to seek recognition. And this could be the result of a belief that if they work hard and produce exceptional work, the recognition is going to come on its own. It could also arise from a hesitation to speak up at meetings or other formal gatherings out of fear that interrupting or speaking up will be viewed as disrespectful. So many Asian American colleagues will work super hard and will produce high quality work, but they're likely going to be very low key about it. And the downside to this approach is that the Asian American lawyers may be passed over for a promotion or for work opportunities in favor of other lawyers who may not have worked as hard or maybe didn't produce work of the same quality. But if these other lawyers drew attention to themselves, to their accomplishments, if they sought opportunities to gain more visibility, and if they marketed themselves better, they may be front of mind when decision makers determine who will get a promotion or who will get any other opportunity. So if you see yourself in these examples, what can you do about it? One thing you can do is to realize that it is okay to speak up at a meeting and to actively participate in conversations. It's totally fine to put yourself in situations where you will be noticed and be recognized. If you interject with a meaningful comment in a conversation, that will not be seen as disrespectful or inappropriate. You should not let opportunities to contribute pass by. First, because you will have lost an opportunity to shine, but also because your comment or input might be exactly what was needed to solve the problem. The bottom line here is that working longer hours and producing exceptional work is not necessarily going to, in and of itself, give you meaningful recognition. You should look for opportunities to contribute and to shine in meetings or other similar settings. You should lean in and be heard so that you can get the recognition and the opportunities that you deserve. So another challenge we discussed was that Asian American lawyers oftentimes are shy about asking for what they need. And this can be as simple as asking for opportunities. For example, let's say that you want to work on a new important matter that just came in, or that you want to do work for a big client of the firm, or that you want to work for an important partner of the firm. You might not get the chance to do so if you don't ask. This issue can also show up in the case of compensation. If you want a raise, but you don't ask for it, you might not get it. Asian American lawyers may also be hesitant about asking for resources. Let's say that you're working on a matter and the matter is understaffed and you need more people to come in and help. You might be shy about asking for that additional staffing. You might also need some equipment, a new computer, some other resources from your firm. And you might also be hesitant about asking for those things. So if you have this situation, if you find yourself in a place where sometimes you need additional resources and you are hesitant about asking for what you need, if you're in this situation, how can you manage this? So the first thing to note here is that other people are surely asking for all of those things that you're not asking. Others may be asking for that raise or for additional resources or to be staffed in a specific matter or to be working with that important client. So if you don't do the same, you're going to be at a disadvantage. You should also keep in mind that attorneys and law firms are constantly asking for all sorts of stuff. So if you, as an Asian American lawyer or as a diverse lawyer, are asking for something as well, you're just going to be another person making a request. Unless you're asking for something outrageous, your request is likely not going to be perceived as disrespectful or problematic. So you should just go ahead and ask. And finally, another issue we identified was that Asian American lawyers sometimes don't have the mentors and the sponsors that will help them move ahead in their careers. And as you know, having mentors and sponsors can be a game changer in your career development. These are the folks that are going to show you the way, they're going to help you avoid landmines, and they're going to push your career forward. So if an Asian American lawyer does not have mentors and sponsors, and other lawyers do, the other lawyers will have an edge. So as part of your career plan, be sure to identify the people at your firm and outside your firm as well, who can be your mentors, people who can give you insight into your firm, who can give you tips on how to deal with certain difficult partners or how to get work from certain people But also think about persons within your firm who can be your potential sponsors. These are important people within your practice group and within your firm who can be influential in the progression of your career. So make sure that you identify these folks and that you create a plan to develop a relationship with them. In our next episode, we're going to be diving deeper into the importance of having mentors, sponsors, and having a personal board of directors. And we're going to be talking about how to get those mentors or sponsors. So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, thanks so much for joining me today. I hope this has been helpful. And be sure to check out the show notes for a link to Genev's biography. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that it was helpful to you. As you know, this is a new podcast, so I would greatly appreciate if you would subscribe and leave a rating and a review. If you leave us a review within 7 days of the publication date of this podcast episode, you will receive complimentary access to our goal-setting workshop. Just notify us at podcast@legallybalanced.com after leaving your review with a reference to the review posted so that we can confirm your post. And we will reply with your credentials to access the workshop. Thank you so much for listening today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.